Got you locked in on Fresh FM 102.9. That's the heart and soul of Namibia. Abigail Chams and Harmonies with Me Too. It is 2:14 right now, and I did mention I'll be having a special guest in studio, the AMG herself. Anna Machos, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great, good to have you. How's the day going so far?
You're asking me, that is a trick question, because there's a lot of things happening at the same time, exciting things happening, so you have to be very specific when you ask how's the day going.
I might open a can of worms.
Exactly.
Now, you're the executive director of NAST, that's DRIP area, that's the Directorate Research, Innovation and Partnership. I like the fact that it's DRIP, and I did mention this off air. Now, we've heard of DRIP and that it's the heart of innovation at NAST. Now, can you explain in a nutshell what DRIP is, and maybe tell us what makes it so cool?
You know, thank you for saying that it is cool, because it is cool. I always say, when people ask us what we do, I say to them, we make a difference.
Yeah.
And we also do the fun stuff at the university. So we've got quite a broad mandate, and that is to promote research, innovation, and entrepreneurship culture within the university. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses everything from research intelligence, understanding exactly where we are starting off from, so statistics. Mm-hmm. In that area, research ethics, which is absolutely critical and at the heart of research. And then we look at grants management, monitoring, evaluation. We're responsible for the research centers of excellence, mm-hmm. which, by the way, we've got quite a couple.
Okay.
Specializing in renewable energy, green hydrogen, logistics, and supply chain management. We've got a center of excellence in information computing and technology as well. So quite a number.
Okay.
As well as looking at postgraduate development. So that's focusing on our higher degrees, so our master's students and PhD students, and ensuring that they have a smooth journey from registration to graduation. So we are sort of a one-stop shop in that regard. Then we've got industry, university industry relations. So we're working quite closely with our industry base, making sure they've got industry presence on campus.
Yes.
And also creating solutions for industry that is really demand-based. Then we have entrepreneurship incubation, which is quite critical and topical at the moment, which is where I was this morning, by the way. Looking at how do we take ideas to the market.
Exactly.
And sort of research commercialization aspects. And then the last leg is our technology transfer office, which means we are responsible for managing our intellectual property assets within the university. So let's say you've got a brilliant idea. We make sure that you understand that the university is a testing ground. It's a safe space for you to share your ideas. We will help you nurture it and bring it to fruition. So our tech transfer office is really looking at that, and making sure that we are able to take your ideas and make it more impactful.
Exactly. Let's dive quickly into that, the concept of ideas. Now, for, you know, curious students with big ideas, and they would like to bring that about and like make it, like you mentioned, bring it to the marketplace. How exactly does that work, and what steps does this particular student have to take to get that into that particular sphere?
Yeah, right. So basically, the other thing is we need to look at it from a NAST perspective, science and technology perspective, right? So we're saying, if you're a student at NAS or a staff member at NAS, you've got a brilliant idea and you're not really business minded or inclined, so you contact our entrepreneurship development segment. They will then, we've got a program called Inspire to Start. So we start at that ideation phase. There are various levels. We will then engage with you, understand the idea, what you want to do with it. If you have, for example, so it really depends on where you are on your idea. So, but let's take your scenario. You've got the idea, you come to us. We will make sure that you are well catered for. So the team will then make sure that they train you to start thinking differently. And at NAST, we are also saying, look here, you need to think about solutions for problems that don't exist yet.
Okay.
Right. So be very futuristic about it and understand your target segment and take it from there. Because everybody has a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's like parents and children, right? They're all very special. But then we are there because we're a higher education. We are there to capacitate, to train, to ensure that that idea adds value.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the entire pipeline and we make sure it's research-based. You have to have your research base covered. And then we take it through the system. We have our fab lab. Mm-hmm. Where we do prototyping.
Okay.
So whatever, if you want to do glasses and so on, we will help you do it. State-of-the-art 3D printers. You've got to come and see it.
Yeah.
For you to believe it.
Okay.
But we've got state-of-the-art equipment in there that will help you sort of put it, visualize it, mm-hmm. you know, to understand it. And then the rest is history.
Yeah. Brilliant. Now, innovation essentially drives, you know, current generation into the future. And you did mention how ideas are essentially the thing that kind of, you know, brings development and growth into perpetuity. Now, the AI conference is going to be happening tomorrow, right?
Yay.
So that's the Afrotech AI conference. Now, why should people care about this particular conference? And what does it mean to, you know, the students and to us to be part of this particular conference?
Yeah, no, we're very excited about this conference, and we are excited because of at least two, three things. First of all, the future is here already.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing we are always advocating for is that Namibia is at the center of that.
Yes.
And the sooner people realize that, the better. The second thing is that we're doing this with a group of partners that are also like-minded, really futuristic, Future Media,
mm-hmm.
amongst others, NIFA, Twafika, and so on. And so the idea is that the topic is inclusivity and connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what we're striving for, because everyone should understand what you can do with AI. And we're trying to manage the narrative of saying, oh, people will be replaced, you know, with robots and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really that kind of place where you are there to learn, but also to understand what you can do with technology.
Yeah.
So to help you to springboard those ideas. So we've got, so from a NAS perspective, we will be there advocating for the use of AI, because everybody's like, oh, don't use ChatGPT. You will lose your brain.
Yeah.
Or you know, I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that on air.
Yeah.
But the point is, you should use it. Mm-hmm. You should understand how you can use it, especially the ethics around using it as well. But if you don't use it, there's a problem.
Yeah.
So it's conferences like these that will then open your mind, open your ideas. You know, it's really something that is long overdue,
mm-hmm.
and will help the public to understand it. So the location is also very strategic in the sense that it's open for public.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in the center where things are happening.
Exactly.
And so that's why we are very excited about it. And of course, NAS being at the forefront, we are the leaders in technology in the country and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be also offering a course in AI.
Wow.
Starting next year.
Wow.
Okay. It's at approval level, but
okay.
We are quite confident that that would be something at an undergrad level,
mm-hmm.
that we should be able to capacitate the youth with. So that is it's quite
wow.
exciting, and we've got tools on display, VR lenses, reality, augmented reality lenses, quite a number of things. So it will be exciting. If you're mm-hmm. not there, you will be missing out.
Yeah. Exactly. You heard it. If you're not there, you'll be missing out. Now, before we let you go, what is your tech wish list? Now, with reference to the conference, what about the conference would make you eventually at the end of the day feel like, oof, that was worth it?
Okay. See, for me,
mm-hmm.
where I'm sitting, it's that connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the connection to what's happening outside. It's the connection to partners, networking, and it's the connection to people's brains.
Yeah.
Literally understanding what are they thinking, how are they thinking, how are they using it,
yeah.
So that, you know, when I come back to the office, I take all of that and I apply it. And for me, that would be fantastic. If we can look at the latest technology tools out there, how do we make it a better institution for us? But also what I always say is we need to understand that if we are able to create products in Namibia, for Namibia and beyond,
mm-hmm.
that will be fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we're looking at for this conference, but also to position NAST as the leader in AI and everything that is to do with it. Because right now people are just saying AI,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they put everything in that box. But if you unpack it, you will understand that there's just more to it. It's cybersecurity, it's, you know, all of that. So it is an opportunity for us to learn,
mm-hmm.
but also to transfer the knowledge and the technology,
yes.
to the rest of the country and beyond.
Exactly. And with that said, thank you so much for that informative chat. We're looking forward to the AI conference. That's going to be happening tomorrow. So make sure to be there. We did have a lot of chats this past week with reference to AI and cybersecurity as well. This is Cybersecurity Month, mind you. Yes. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us in studio. Have yourself a wonderful day. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the AI conference.
Yeah, and you know the other thing I say,
mm.
Because my name is Anna,
uh-huh.
I say Anna Intelligence,
Anna AI.
Hey. You know, IMG.
Thank you so much, Anna. It's an honor and privilege to chat with you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
If you didn't miss the chat, you just tuned in now. I don't know where you've been. Get your priorities straight. You can catch the interview on our website at www.freshfm.com.na. Hello!